Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. This week we're going to talk about contingency planning. It's a week where travellers have been grounded by British Airways and EasyJet. Kinder Egg Surprise have had to recall eggs due to a salmonella outbreak. Yes, that is in the chocolate eggs. And the Works shop has been hit by a cybersecurity attack announced this morning. So, Charles, contingency planning is what businesses do to sort of help themselves keep going. Is that right?
Contingency planning is what companies do to mitigate the impacts of unforeseen events. It happens at the macro level, things like climate change, and it happens at the micro level when things such as staff shortages for capacity planning for aeroplanes. In the past, it's been sort of sidelined as being something that should be carried out, but most people didn't. As we've talked about in the past, one might have got to the point at which we were in sort of the early part of the 21st century and said the world was a fairly benign place. But now, of course, it's been something that we've become used to as a rapidly changing and recently a rapidly dangerous market. So we now have to consider, I would suggest, scenario planning and contingency planning as almost, to use that fashion phrase, the new black. It is something that every company needs to do. It has got to be carried out fairly rigorously so that the companies do not get caught out with the problems that will damage their reputation and damage their bottom lines. Scenario planning used to be something that was confined to the marketing planning departments of large organisations. Shell been particularly good at it and founding quite a suite of tools. But also we have things such as McKinsey's and other of the major agencies having tools on the subject. And I think certainly scenario planning going forward is something that every market research organisation needs to be involved in and every company needs to be planning for.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I'm always conflicted by this. On the one hand, time spent planning is good, but something like COVID, for example, came so out of nowhere. I wonder how robust anybody's planning would have been to cope with the general fallout of the pandemic?
I think the answer to that is that if you look back at the scenario planning that was done, certainly at government level, it was not exactly predicted, but there were plans. They just weren't necessarily brought up to date or budgeted for. So we were starting from scratch in many instances, and that caused a significant loss of time, perhaps lives, and also obviously a large amount of extra resource required to catch up. Yes, I think you're right. You cannot spend a great deal of corporate time on planning for things which have very low likelihoods of happening. But you do need to think about the vulnerabilities of your organisation to things such as supply chain hiccups, the plans, let us say, for rolling power cuts, which are being considered in some parts of Europe. A sensible monitoring of activity of things that might happen within the next 3 to 6 months is certainly something that I think is germane for most marketing departments to raise for the corporate body to consider. At the moment, we have just recovered from, obviously, a pandemic, which we're failed to plan for, but we worked our way through. We now have a war, which has a significant amount of fallout, most of which probably really hasn't been worked through for many organisations. And we cope on a day-to-day basis with the latest scare of shortage. So it's a mental exercise as much as anything, but it does require some data. And I think it's important to robustly consider what the implication should be for your company should the major elements come about.
As a business owner, the problems sometimes are trying to work out what the next thing is going to be. I mean, when we first went into the pandemic and we were told by our government that it was a 12-week lockdown and we were going to squash the sombrero and it was all going to be over. I don't think I could possibly have anticipated that over 2 years later, I'd be in a position where I've got nearly a third of my staff off with COVID. It was supposed to be over. I think if I'd done the level of robust planning, I would have assumed by this stage we were through it and I was concentrating on the next thing. And I certainly wouldn't have seen a war in Europe coming.
No, I don't think anyone would have seen a war in Europe coming a year ago. But 6 months ago, there was quite a lot of indications because of the massing of troops. So the case then would have been, well, what would be the scenario should it happen? And where are the vulnerabilities and weaknesses? And the obvious one would have been energy. And as we stand at the moment, some countries have got rolling power cuts because they can't afford the oil. Europeans and Germans have talked about rolling power cuts potentially. So they said everybody in Germany yesterday had to cut back on their electricity consumption to reduce the amount of gas that was consumed. They'll probably do something similar. And the latest call, of course, is now for more sanctions, including the banning of purchase of oil from Russia. Haven't quite gone down the gas line yet, but may well do so. So if there is a power cut, how will you cope? And as we said a couple of weeks ago, much of this perhaps is pointing us in the route to which we were going to go anyway in terms of environmentally considering our activities, what mm-hmm. we consumed, how we consumed it, and thinking about the impact of climate change generally, because that's going on in the background and we have to plan for the implications of that. Third report from the IPCC is due out, I think, either today or this week.
It's just about, out, yes.
Just out, which is about what we should actually be doing rather than just saying, what the problems are. And I think much of that's going to be at government level, but it can be at corporate level as well.
Yes, I'm possibly sounding a little bit more sceptical about contingency planning than I mean to. I mean, I did actually spend quite a lot of yesterday doing the business risk analysis because that's what, it's that time of year. And part of that is contingency planning and also business continuity planning, which is a similar thing. So I think it is very important. What I would say is that you have to be incredibly flexible with it. I don't think it's incumbent on business owners necessarily to spot what's going to come. Maybe I'm just trying to justify the fact that 6 months ago, like you, I knew about the reports of Russian forces on the Ukrainian border and just thought, well, that's not going to affect us. I think it's very easy to just not see through the implications of something.
And I think it's because we have always believed that in most instances the environment is reasonably benign. It isn't going to have a great deal of impact on us, and maybe that perhaps is an English or British thing because of the island status. But we do need to realise that we are part of an interconnected economy, and there are implications for almost anything that happens in one side of the world to the other side of the world, and so I understand the other aspect, which is, I've got enough things to do just coping with today's world mm-hmm. And what's going on. But the problem is that those firefighting issues will always continue if one hasn't planned and prepared for the next wave of issues that might come along. So it is a point of allocating some time, allocating some mental space, and doing some market research or gathering figures that are already publicly available as perhaps part of a project within the marketing departments of most organisations, just to keep aware of what the risk register, as you quite rightly put it, has on the horizon.
That sounds like a really practical point to end. But yes, contingency planning is something that is very, very easy to shove it down the list. It's sort of important, but not urgent. So it's very easy to just keep doing the firefighting.
Yes, it's not a sexy topic. It's one of those backroom topics, which occasionally, unfortunately, comes to the fore.
Great stuff. Thanks, Charles. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you, Kieran.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.